Well, good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 18th of July 2011. A rather wet and soggy morning here in Yorkshire, somewhat different from last weekend when I seem to remember it was bright sunshine. Volatility in the weather reflecting volatility in the markets, I think. So what did happen last week? Well, it was a bit of a reversal of fortune after 2 weeks of gains in the markets. And as for all the usual reasons, the impasse over the US debt ceiling, Ben Bernanke's testimony to the US Congress in which he said that there will be no QE3, a widening in the US trade gap and concerns that exports are beginning to weaken. Quite a bit of data from the US which was soft, albeit somewhat better than forecast, especially retail sales and initial jobless figures. Moody's warning that it might cut the US's AAA rating in the next few months or so. The counter to that, though, was some good figures from the corporate sector. We're beginning to see the start of the 2Q earnings season, and we had good reports from Alcoa, and positive reports also from Google and Citicorp. Heading across to Europe, the Greek crisis continues, although negotiations are meandering their way to some sort of conclusion, possibly, but the situation not helped by a small spat in the Italian government, which highlighted weaknesses there and got investors worried that the Italians may be the next in line in the ongoing debt crisis. In the UK, there was a small decrease in consumer price indices, in inflation, and that surprised the markets and had everyone swooning, but any euphoria from that was quickly dispelled when UK jobless figures came in at 24,000 and not very good at all. Stress tests were published on Friday, the banking stress tests in Europe, and of course we haven't seen what the markets are going to do to that yet. Markets are closed in Japan today because it's a holiday. But generally in the Far East, markets last week were driven by US and UK and European news. But the one bright spot there was continuing reports of good growth and output data from China on Wednesday, and that was well received in the markets. Last week oil continued to trend up slightly and was up just over 1%, but it's still under $100 a barrel. Gold was up 3%, testing record highs, and US Treasury yields continue to fall in reaction to the Greek and US negotiations. Both gold and Treasuries are reacting obviously to a flight to safety, and slightly ironic, US Treasury is still seen as a safe haven in spite of a possible downgrade in their debt rating. So what happened to markets last week? So volatile, and volatility is increasing quite considerably at the moment. But we saw Japan down 1.5%, the Far East generally down 1.5% to 2%, Europe down 2.5%, but France down a full 5%, and US generally down around 2%. So what's the bottom line? Well, the European debt and banking crisis is having a global impact. It's having an impact on markets around the world, as is US budget standoff, obviously. Europe is meandering to a possible solution over Greece, but I wouldn't hold your breath for anything dramatic and quickly. Both European and Greece prospects remain limited. Forecasts have been cut again. And markets are generally reacting to uncertainty. Volatility is on the rise. And they're buffeted by, on the one hand, strong corporate earnings reports and political brinkmanship and negotiations on the other. So, as usual, I would reiterate that it's important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against these macroeconomic risks. So what's going to happen this week? What are the market-moving events? Ongoing negotiations in the US over the debt ceiling, negotiations in Europe over Greece. It's a moderately quiet week for data, I have to say, but keep an eye on US housing market data released today, Monday, and that will indicate to what extent the US housing market, which is already really on its knees, is beginning to turn around, if at all. Well, that's it from me. Please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. You should contact Planning for Life on 01439770105 or through our website before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Thank you very much indeed. I hope that was of use, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.